Yes, well, greetings once again in the name of Jesus, our Lord. I welcome you here to the Daily Inspiration. And I just am glad to be here with you this time. And I pray that this would be a blessing to you as well as it has been to me. I trust also that God is giving you things to meditate on and to think about as we go through His Word, as we experience a life-changing event as we look at God's Word and apply it in our hearts. And as you know, we have been looking at fear and faith. We've looked at some examples of men that have gone before us that have walked in faith and looked at God as their deliverer, and God did not disappoint them. And I trust also that as we're going through this week together, that God is giving you opportunities to look at Him and to look to Him and to be able to let Him be your strength and to give you faith to be an overcomer, one that can be enriched by God Himself. And it's been a good week for me. It's been busy and there's been some challenges, and God has already given me opportunity to apply these things, these principles that we're looking at here in everyday life. And I want to quote again this little quote that I gave to you that says that fear looks at God through the circumstances, but faith looks at circumstances through God. And as I shared earlier with you, this has given me some handles here to really make application, and I trust that also will happen for you as you look to the Lord. If you look at God through the circumstances, God becomes small. He becomes almost insignificant in some ways, because the circumstances can be huge, can be big. You might be facing something that is way bigger than you can ever imagine. But the Bible tells us that there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for Him. And that all things are in His care. And so we need to be able to look at our circumstances through God. That makes the circumstances small. It's important to have those right, and I'd like to be able to talk about that just a little bit more today. We've been looking at different instances in the Bible where men have applied faith over fear. And I want to take just a moment today and go to Hebrews chapter 11. That'd be what many would say is the faith chapter, the hall of faith. It gives a listing of different individuals that by faith they trusted in God and were overcomers. And I trust that as we read through this, that you once again will be encouraged, as I have been, as I look at God's Word and I see that God is faithful. And I'd like to just take you just for a moment to one verse in chapter 11 of Hebrews and think about this for a moment. And we've quoted this already this week, but let's take a look at it again. It says, Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him." That's God. "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." And I just want to ask you something this morning. Are you diligently seeking the Lord? Are you very diligently coming to Him and asking Him for bread? And I'm praying for you that would be reality in your life. Please pray for me that would also be reality for me, that we would come to God and seek Him diligently. The Bible says that He will reward us for that, and He won't leave us empty, but He'll fill us if you seek for Him diligently. And so I want to encourage you and me, let's seek the Lord very, very diligently, and He'll reward us. And we know that without faith, it's impossible to please Him. We have to believe that He is. We can't see God. but we believe he's real. We believe he's there. And it pleases God when we believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them diligently seek him. So I would encourage you to do just that. And if you're struggling with that, pray and ask God. He is more than delighted to help us as we pray and say, God, my flesh doesn't want to seek you. We'll be honest with God. He knows our hearts anyways. And so God will give us strength to even to seek him, because our flesh has no desire to seek the Lord. Our flesh is gratified in other ways, as you know. Our flesh is wicked and doesn't want God. You remember the story when Adam and Eve, after they partook, they took of the tree of good and evil. They ate the fruit that they were forbidden to eat. And if you notice, one of the first things that happens, they realize they were naked and they covered themselves. And then another thing that took place is when they heard God, they ran and hid in the garden. They didn't want to be around God. Their flesh had prevailed. They fed their flesh. They gratified their flesh. And they didn't want to be around God. And that's the same for all human beings. If we feed our flesh, we're going to drift farther and farther away from God. Because our flesh doesn't want God. Our flesh wants what we want. But we see a beautiful example in Jesus Christ our Lord. He came and he said to do the will of my Father. In fact, he said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. He received his strength and his vitality by doing the will of our Heavenly Father. There's something there for us to learn. There's something there that we need to apply also in our lives. And I know it's a struggle. I know it's difficult. I live in flesh just like you do. And the flesh is strong. And the flesh is ornery and stubborn. And that's why Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you must take up your cross daily. You must deny yourself and follow me. And I know that I don't have to say it, but our flesh doesn't want to crucify itself. Our flesh wants to live. Our flesh wants to glory in itself. But God wants us to look to him, to be our strength. He wants to help us to be overcomers. He wants to give us strength that can only come from him. Now, it's not something that we can muster up ourselves. It's not something that we can make happen. But it's when we are broken before God and when we cry out to him and say, God, I need you. Please strengthen me. Help me to be even as Jesus was. And even like some of these men we've read about, they weren't perfect, but they cried out to God. And he answered, and he delivered. And I just would like to encourage you today, there's two ways we can go. We can walk in the flesh and be an enemy to God. Or we can walk, by the Spirit, and we can be children of God. We can be born again by Jesus Christ, belief in him and belief in God that he sent his son, and that his son was crucified and buried and raised up again and has everlasting life and is offering it to his children, to his creation. And I would like to encourage you today, feed yourself at the feet of God. Maybe God will give you an opportunity even today to make a decision. Do you want to feed your flesh here? Or do you want to cry out to the living God and let him strengthen your inner man? I believe God will let you be victorious and an overcomer because you look to Him. As many as these examples that we have looked at in the Scriptures, and Lord willing, for tomorrow, we'll take a look at Noah and some of the difficulties that he must have faced. And I'm sure that we've talked about Noah before, but there are some interesting characteristics about this man, Noah, that I'd like to really look at and be strengthened by as we see another man that too lived in the flesh, but he trusted God and he obeyed. And that gives us courage and strength to do the same. I pray that that would be in your heart today, that we'd meditate on this, that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. We can't please God in the flesh. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I pray that you would be very diligent today and each day to seek the Lord. And I'd like to pray with you. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us your word. Lord, you know our frame. We are but dust. You know, Father, our struggles, and you know that we wrestle, that our flesh is strong. Dear God, help us. Help us to be broken before you and to cry out to you and have a deep desire in our hearts to do your will. Help us to be diligent, Lord, to seek you. There are so many things that pull us away, so many distractions. Oh God, would you open our eyes? Give us faith. Give us faith, Lord, to walk even as our Savior Jesus walked when he was on this earth. And it was his greatest desire to do your will. Lord, please put that desire in our hearts, that all the other things would fade away as we look to you, the holy God. Bless these brothers that are listening. Lord, strengthen them today. Let them know your presence and feel your presence today, even as they cry out to you and look to you. Be their strength, Lord. I pray that for myself as well. Blessed be your name, Lord. You are most high. You are holy. We love you and we bless you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May God bless you today as you meditate on His Word and as you seek Him with all of your heart. God bless you.